Hey everyone, this is Make Me a Mixtape number 20. To start it off today, I'm going to play a new band that I'm super excited about. I played you a song from their demo on a previous mixtape, and now I'm going to play you a song from their first proper recording. This is Ariana by the Mercury Girls on Slumberland Records.
Thank you. forget quite why we waited. Everything I anticipated, and there belated. These awkward confessions, surrounded by other people's clothes, mutual feelings, understanding and relief, brought on by pressure from such tender fingertips.
Okay, so that was Mercury Girls with Ariana, History of Manners with Coat Room, and A Giant Dog with Sex and Drugs. A Giant Dog is a band that they've been talking a lot about on The Best Show, and The Best Show is hands down my favorite podcast. If you haven't checked it out, you've already checked it out. Who am I kidding? But yeah, it's really amazing. It's amazing to me that every week John Worster comes on and is literally the funniest person in America, and he's writing sometimes 40 minutes of new comedy a week, and a lot of stand-up comedians are lauded if they come up with an hour in a year. And, you know, John Worster stuff makes me laugh so much harder than Louis C.K.'s hour of material. And John Worster's going around the country making his living as the drummer for the Mountain Goats and not a comedian, and is coming up with that much brand new comedy writing every single week. It's quite amazing. And they've been talking about A Giant Dog a lot, who are an awesome band, and that's who that was. Next, we're going to go back. Well, back in my life, to listen to a song off Anxiety Always by the band Adult. This is one of those records that meant a lot to me. In fact, it was my freshman year of college that I played this record over and over again, and I really, really loved it. And then I just kind of forgot about the band for probably like the past 10 years. I hadn't thought about them at all. And somebody, in fact, on The Best Show mentioned Adult, and I have been catching up to what they've been doing all these years, and it's actually continued to be amazing. And this record just puts me right back into that. I can feel what it was like to be in my dorm room freshman year of college. So I'm going to play a block of songs of music I was really into my freshman year of college. So the first song is Black Eye Nosebleed by Adult.
I'm coming to get you, I'm coming to find you. Say hey.
hearing herself whisper, "What is it worth to me?" Thinking one thought, the advice to be okay, break into children's hospital, cry it out,
"Don't fuck with me! Don't fuck with me!"
Says why us? Flip yourself off, but say erase it when someone sees you.
This is the worst vacation ever. I am going to put up in your forehead with a
Okay, so that was Blank Eyed Nosebleed by Adult, TV in My Eye by Le Choc. The album that's off of, We Are Electrocution by Le Choc, to this day is still in my top 5 favorite punk albums of all time. It was just an amazing lightning in a bottle type album, and if you haven't listened to We Are Electrocution, you definitely should. You're in for a treat. And then I Broke Up by Shushu, and Shushu's a band a lot of people are familiar with, but when they first came out, they were a really important band to me, and it was really nice to see a band that really felt like they were writing music that was really reflective of the songwriter's own soul. Like, so many bands are just writing songs because they want to sound like their favorite bands or like their influences, and they're not really doing anything brand new. But Shushu sounded to me like they really were just important by the fact that they were creating brand new music. It's one of the only records that I remember listening to right when it came out and thinking, this is groundbreaking, this is gonna change things. Now, did it? Probably not. But the lesson people should have taken from it, and maybe they did, is that authenticity is important, and laying your soul out there for people can make music that really touches people and really matters to people much more than, you know, just a pop punk song or something. So that was a trip back to my freshman year in college, like I said. Now let's listen to a song by the I Don't Cares, which is Juliana Hatfield, who, if you've listened to this podcast, you know I love her. So it's Juliana Hatfield and Paul Westerberg's band, The I Don't Cares. This is Born For Me.
Decided to meet with a hand.
let me walk you home from school. Won't you let me meet you at the maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. And I'll take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. And I'll shake you. Would you be an outlaw for my love? If it's so, well, let me know. If it's no, well, I can go. I won't make.
Okay, so that was Born For Me by The I Don't Cares. 13 by Big Star. I've been listening to Big Star's number one record a lot lately. And maybe the sad lesson to that is when you are in college, you listen to new and exciting music like Le Choc and Shushu. And when you're boring and in your 30s, you listen to Big Star and you're just waiting to die. And then we heard Water Slide by the Dickies. Next, I'm going to play a song by Cindy and the Playmates. Cindy and the Playmates were one of the bands that cropped up trying to capitalize on the success of the Jackson 5. After the Jackson 5 became such a huge phenomenon, little independent recording studios that were all over the big cities started to rope little kids in and having them make some soul music. And some of it's pretty great, a lot of it's really cute, and some of it's genuinely good songs. So this is Now That School Is Through by Cindy and the Playmates.
Come on.
strolled along the sand.
Okay, that was Cindy and the Playmates with Now That School Is Through, the Cordells with Annie Get Your Yo-Yo, and Robin Ward with Wonderful Summer. What a beautiful voice she has. And similar to how I said that I hadn't listened to Adult in years and years, another band that I've kind of rediscovered recently, and specifically an album that I've rediscovered, is Designing a Nervous Breakdown by The Anniversary. It was a record that I liked a lot. I loved The Anniversary's live shows. They're an amazing live band. And then they put out a record not near as good as Designing a Nervous Breakdown, and then broke up. And I just, like, the album hasn't been in my iTunes for, like, probably since I got iTunes, and I just hadn't listened to it in 10 years, and I've been pretty much listening to it nonstop the last week or so, and it's an amazing album. So if you haven't, if you're young, you may not have heard Designing a Nervous Breakdown. So, well, I guess I'm about to play a song for you, so you can decide for yourself. But if you like this song, just know that it's a great album. So this is I'm a Discovery by The Anniversary.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Emma Discovery by The Anniversary. Then finally Ghost by Dalzing off their brand new record on Asian Man Records, Okay. And Dalzing's a band that I bet also really loves The Anniversary. And then we heard Lindsay Mitten of the band Football Etc. with Joe's Old Hat. So I think that will do it for today. Thank you for listening. If you want to say hi, you can stop by facebook.com/makemeamix and like the page and say hi. And if you want to help other people find out about the podcast, it would be cool to go to iTunes and rate and review the podcast. So, hope everybody's having a good summer. See you next time.